Please grab your Bibles, if you will, and turn to Acts chapter 22. Approximately 19 years of age, I went to my dad in a moment of anger and told him that I was sick and tired of people making decisions for me. I'm going to go join the military. He laughed as I walked away and said, "That will be the last decision you will ever make on your own." I had a great desire to be in the military. I had a great desire to serve my country. I wanted to sign up. I didn't want to be asked to. I wanted to sign up. They took me to Cleveland and took me to the 15th floor of the building overlooking the Cleveland Brown Stadium. I'll never forget that day, because that's the day that I came to the realization that because of a physical ailment that made no sense to me, called psoriasis, they told me that I would never be able to serve my country in that way. I couldn't believe it, because I aced the ASVAB. I passed their basic training requirements leading up to going to basic training. I felt that I was going to make a poster of a soldier. They said, "No, you won't." I wanted to serve my country. God had other plans. But that doesn't take away from the serving of the country that I'm trying to do now. However, I want to bring a message to you this morning. My generation is to a point where I don't know if we even remember how we became a country anymore. And I want to talk to you about one verse, and it's very difficult for me to get up here after somebody like Kenny gets up here. It's very difficult for me to get up here after somebody like Brother Lang gets up here, who almost gave the ultimate sacrifice to provide what I have. That's why I'm so very proud of this church, and so very proud that I'm underneath a preacher that lets me remember how truly you are our heroes. You are our heroes. If you look in Acts chapter 22, if we all stand together, I'm just going to read one verse. Acts chapter 22 and verse 28. The Bible says, "And the chief captain answered, 'With a great sum obtained I this freedom.' And Paul said, 'But I was freeborn.'" Paul said, "I was freeborn." Brother John, would you lead us in prayer this morning, please? Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Do we, as a people, and I'm asking you because I want you to think about this, please don't answer me, but I want you to think about this. We throw around the term "born free" very flippantly. Do we really know what it is to be freeborn? Do we know what it is to live in a country? When I was born in America, the greatest country in the whole wide world. It's amazing to me, if I sit and think about what I'm telling you this morning, and I read this verse a couple of weeks ago, and I said, wow, that would be a great verse for a Memorial Day service, not having any idea that he was going to ask me to preach this message. I didn't know. But I noticed this verse because I got to be honest with you, Brother Coolidge, I think that my generation has lost the thought of having freedom. We've lost the thought of this freedom that when I was born, I was in no chains. When I was born in a country that freedom was already provided. I was born an American. I want you to hear this again. I was born an American. I was born in a country that was, I was free. I was free immediately. I mean, here I am, free. I was free not because of my merit. I did not earn the birth that I had. My mama earned the birth, for goodness sake. I did not earn the fact of being an American. I was born into it. I was born with the ability to have freedom. I don't know, Brother John, if my generation, and I'm fearful, you're back behind my generation, I'm fearful that the kids today will have no problem walking with hands raised into bondage. Letting them take their freedoms away. I don't want to live in a country like that. I was born an American. I was born free. What's amazing to me is the first part of this verse, the man says to him, with a great sum obtained I this freedom. Paul says, but I was born free. I ran that over and over and over and over in my head, Brother Kenny, and I've got to be honest with you, I came to a very simple thought. I was born free. But a great sum was paid for it. Now, this may not get you all excited. Listen. This may not get you teared up. But I stood on the Arizona Memorial. Yeah. This may not get you excited, but I stood at the battlefield of Gettysburg. Yeah. I was freeborn, but a great sum was paid for that freedom. A great sum was paid for that freedom as men bled and died at the War of Independence. We said we wouldn't be servants. We would be free. How many men died there? I don't have the sums, but I know it was a great sum. The Civil War comes, and all these battles that we fought all throughout the years, all throughout the lives, World Wars I and II, Korea, all these conflicts, the Iraq War, all these things. And you might say, well, some of that didn't happen on our own soil. Let me tell you something. The blood that the men spilled out on other soil was just as red as the blood that was spilled here. And that freedom that they obtained for me came with an awesome sum and an awesome prize. Yes, I was freeborn. I did nothing to deserve what I have. I want you to think about this. We had 11 people stand. I counted them. I think I did it right. 11. I had 11 people stand showing us that they were willing to sign their name on a line for whatever the reasons were. The reasons that you signed up don't mean anything to me. That you signed up means something to me. I was freeborn, but you paid for it. Listen to me. Brian paid for it. Yeah. My freedom. Brother Lang paid for it. Yeah. My freedom. All you Navy guys that stood up, yeah. My freedom. You paid for it. You paid a sum that I could not pay. You paid a price that I could not pay. And by the way, Josel, you paid that sum that you did not owe. Kenny didn't owe us anything. Think about this for a minute. He took an IED on the side of the road, just about killed him. He didn't owe us anything. Yet there he was in the top of that, whatever you call he was riding in, with a gun, protecting me so the battle didn't come here. Oh, preacher, we ought not talk about that kind of stuff in church. I think that's exactly the stuff we ought to talk about in church. I think what we ought to talk about is the simple fact that I'm able to stand here today in my nice suit. I'm able to stand here today with my American flag tie. I'm able to stand here today and the lights we have and the air conditioning we have and the padded pews that we have and the Bible that we're able to hold and the word we're able to preach and the thoughts we're able to bring forth and the attitude and the opinions we're able to have and all the things that we have. We're going to have lunch today, glory to God. We're going to have a picnic today, glory to God. All these things that we take so for granted. Oh, that was paid for with a great sum, with a great price on the backs of our men and ladies that served in the military all throughout our history. I thank, glory to God, I was born free. But that freedom was obtained with a great price. Do you think a person in here is less of a hero because they didn't go to combat? Oh, listen, I hear that. I hear you veterans tell me, well, I didn't go to combat. That doesn't make you less of a hero to me. You didn't know where you were headed when you signed up. Don't tell me that you had your plan all stapled out in the military. I think the military makes your plans for you. I would like to be a chemical engineer. Good, you're in the infantry. You don't have a choice when you get there. You get there through basic training. You're just glad to not be in the mud anymore. I sat with my 91-year-old grandpa. See, I don't make any bones about this. If you served in the military, Brother Marty, you're my hero. You're my hero. I don't say that to make you feel good in front of these people. I've always called him my hero. Oh, tell me there's a day that I haven't. Always. And he's ornery. Why is he my hero? Because he provided for me what I've got right now. I talked to my 91-year-old grandpa. He was in the death march of Bataan. He was in it. Just a little fella. Carried a man on his shoulder. Got medals of honor, all this. He's a hero. I got to lead him to Christ. At 91 years old, he accepted Christ. I got to preach his funeral. There was no fanfare for my hero. 9 people came. For a man that saved another man's life and provided me with freedom and provided you with freedom. See, I did not pay a sum for my freedom, but somebody did. Somebody paid. If you live in America today, I want you to hear something from me. Somebody paid. I can't tell you enough. Somebody paid. Who paid for you? You look down your nose at a serviceman when they came back from Vietnam, how dare you? How dare you? They came back from World War II to fanfare, ticker tape parades. They came back from Vietnam with spitting and hateful language. How dare you? You say, well, I wasn't part of those protesters. You know what's amazing to me? That anybody was part of those protesters. Yes, right. Dirty, rotten dogs. Yeah. Amen. That's right. Amen. You wouldn't make it without mosquito netting walking for 7 seconds over in Vietnam. These men had to fight in it. Against an enemy that they were not allowed to beat. That's where my freedom comes from. My freedom comes from people like Bill Lang. That's where my freedom comes from. My ability to stand up here and cry out aloud against the sin of this nation comes from people like you. The ability to be able to walk down a street and not have to worry. The ability to live in the greatest country in the whole wide world. I was born free, but it was not obtained priceless. How about the people that died for us? Kenny was telling me a story. And it was amazing. I signed up. I wanted to go. And I'm not saying that to make you feel good about me. I wanted to go, but I'm going to be honest with you. The stories that this man's told me, I'm not sure I'd have made it. Maybe God said, you know what, you're a sissy. You better sit out this one. Don't you agree with me, boy? I can take you now. You're all banged up. I'm not going to go into the stories, but understand this. It's more than most of us could bear.
Yeah,
it is. And he's not the only one. Believe me, I'm just privy to his, and I'm privy to Brother Lang. I've told this story lots of times. I teared up at the nursing home watching that man grip so hard a pick so he could play an instrument that is entirely too small and play it well so people can know about Christ. You want to see a hero? Look at these people that have provided yours. As Paul makes this statement, he's getting ready to be scourged. And he says, can you scourge a man that's a Roman and uncondemned? They say, well, with a great sum. Listen, I'm an American. But America was founded by people that were not me. And if you live in this country and you did not serve in the military, be very careful when you're thinking on this day called Memorial Day or tomorrow on Memorial Day. Be very careful that you offer up a prayer tomorrow for the people that so selflessly sacrificed so we could live in the place that we live. LeBron James is not your hero. Kobe Bryant is not your hero. These music artists are not your heroes. I'm telling you right now, those men are not your heroes. Who are your heroes? Are sitting in our midst today, Kenny, all these people that lived their lives and sacrificed and went to a place, I'm going to tell you right now that no human should be forced to go. They didn't force themselves. They just went because they served our country without fear and without thought.
Amen.
And provided a freedom that we enjoy. I know you know where I'm going next. How many here know the Lord is their Savior? Huh? You know, it's amazing to me how good God is. Day in and day out, His mercy is incredible. The ability to live in this country where you can make the statement, I'm freeborn. The ability to have this. To have this. I can't. I would to God you, and I think you do. Understand how great your life is. Understand you can have a Bible on your table here. And it's okay. When there's countries across the planet that if you pick this thing up, you get killed. We live in a country that we can enjoy things without fear. Christian, if you know the Lord as your Savior today, you are truly free.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And I want to show you a scripture, and I'm all done. I just wanted to, the only thing I wanted to give you today is a realization of how great we have it. Not only are we freeborn, we're freeborn again.
Yes. Yes.
And I live in America. But boy, I'm doubly blessed. Because not only do I live in America, I know Christ as my Savior too. Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, the Bible says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The Bible says you are born again and you're free. But let me explain, and I know you know where I'm going. That freedom that you've obtained had a great price. Yes. You did not deserve the freedom that was provided for you. I did not deserve the freedom. I don't deserve to have a man like Kenny White, Bill Lang, and all you that serve. I'm not worthy to have people go and lay their lives on the line, and these are the ones that are still alive. I certainly didn't have the right to say, I'm an American, you should go die for me. I did not have the right, Brother Steve, for the POWs and the MIAs that are still out there. I don't have the right to say, you should have served for me. I don't have the right to sit here and say, because I'm American, I deserve you to fight for me. I don't have that right. And as a sinner, I certainly don't have the right to say, Christ, you better come down and die for me. I don't have the right to have him take the scourging and the stripes and the spitting and the buffeting and all of the things that he went through for me. I don't have the right to do that. Yes, I'm free born again, but it came with a great sum. The vast majority of the time when you talk to a veteran, they are actually ashamed to be thanked. I don't know how many hands I've shaken. I don't care if you have a cap on that says USS whatever. I don't care if you've got a cap on that says Vietnam. If you're wearing something that looks like you may have served in the military, you're going to get hawked down by this young man. And I'm going to shake your hand and say, thank you for serving my country. Because I didn't deserve it. Just because you're an American doesn't mean you deserve what you have. We're very fortunate to be born in America where people are still fighting for freedom. Yes, sir. And as a Christian, boy, you're lucky.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, there ye may be also. I don't deserve the home that I have. I work hard, but that doesn't give me the right to be an American. You think people don't work hard all across the planet to live in a box? You know how lucky we have it here? With a great sum, my freedoms have been paid for. Some gave their entire being to providing me with freedom. And on this weekend, I hope and pray that you think about the people that stood today. These are the ones that are close to us. These are the ones we know. Hope and pray that you think about the widows that stood, that like Neneng, that her husband served for us, and now he's in heaven today. I hope and pray that you think about the ones that are still out there. There's people's, Brother Mike Freimeyer is still today in Qatar, providing freedom for me. Right now, there's people that could still be in Vietnam that are still there today, that are being held captive still. I don't deserve to have them go through that. I don't deserve it. But they went. And I'm going to make sure with every breath that I have for the rest of my life to remember that. I don't deserve what I have in this country, and I certainly don't deserve what's waiting for me in heaven. When Jesus Christ looked at the portals of heaven and looked down and saw all of us and said, there's only one way that we can take care of this. I must go. I hear people say, well, he looked around and saw and he was the only one. No, he did not. He did not. He knew he was the only one. He didn't look for a way out. He didn't want to get out of the will of the Father. He went because he knew that was the only way. And he loved you. We did not deserve this free birth. We did not deserve just calling upon him and saying, Dear Jesus,
The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You didn't deserve it, but there it is. That man, that God man named Jesus Christ left the splendors of heaven, just like some of these veterans left the splendors of America to go fight somewhere else to provide something that I don't deserve. Jesus Christ left the splendors of heaven and came down in his first breath was in a stable. His 33 years of life were torment. In the last part of his life, where his own father turned his back on him because he could not tolerate sin. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God's reply is, because they need to be born again. And you've got to take their sin, son. They can't do it on their own. My freedom was obtained with a great price. Oh, I've been born free. I've been born again free. All my freedom has been paid for. I hope this Memorial Day, you remember that. You don't deserve what you have. But thank God somebody cared enough to fight for our freedom. Dear Lord, I thank you so much. Lord, there are no words. We just don't have it. There are no words to thank the men and women that have provided our freedom. There are no words to thank you. Yes, I've been born free. Yes, I've been born again free. But Lord, just because I was born in this country does not mean that my freedom was not obtained with a great price. Lord, please, the best that I can do is thank them and ask you to bless them. Lord God, please, please take the pain away. Lord God, please provide a hedge of protection around those wonderful people that have served in the military, are serving in the military, and have given the ultimate sacrifice. Lord, I even think of people like firemen and police officers, people that provide freedom by putting their lives on the line every day. Lord, let us never forget them. And Lord, let us remember you on this Memorial Day as well. We certainly don't deserve what you give us. Lord, we don't deserve the place that you're going to prepare for us. We don't deserve to be with you someday. But Lord, you decided to pay for it because we truly have been bought with a price. Therefore, I think we should spend the rest of our days remembering these people, thanking these people, and serving you. Lord, let us serve you. Let us do what you've wanted us to do all along. Let us serve you. You've provided the greatest country in the world for us. Let us never forget it. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Preacher, would you please come?